What does it mean for one to be a proud American and a proud Catholic at the same time? Perhaps today is an appropriate time to ask that question through the lens of someone who lived in the United States as a Catholic in its infancy. And there aren't very many lenses to look through. The population of the United States of America on July 4th, 1776, was 2.5 million people. And astoundingly, the Catholic population here was just 25,000. That's right, just 1% of the population of the United States at its founding was Catholic. Most of the 13 colonies were steadfastly opposed to the Catholic Church and saw it as a nuisance at best and a threat at worst. In most of the colonies, Catholics couldn't vote, own land, or be elected to public office. But one man who is worth noting today is the only Catholic who signed the Declaration of Independence. Of the 56 men who signed, Charles Carroll of Maryland was the only Catholic. His relative, John Carroll, would become the first bishop of the United States. Now, on the one hand, you could say that it was remarkable that there was only one Catholic signer. But considering the persecution, it may be more remarkable that there was even one Catholic signer. So how did a man like Charles Carroll cut through that? Well, if we're being completely honest, the fact that he was very, very wealthy probably had something to do with it. Even those who despised his faith would hold their nose and let him in. But above all of that, Charles Carroll did not compromise his Catholic faith or his patriotism. In fact, John Adams, who would become the second president of the United States, and who was no fan of the church, noted Charles Carroll's zeal, fortitude, and perseverance with regard to the quest for independence. Some would say that Charles Carroll's greatest contribution to Catholicism in the United States was that in spite of being a despised minority, he neither set his Catholic faith off to the side nor flung it in the face of his adversaries, but rather showed how his Catholic faith could make him a better citizen, a better patriot, and a better man. Ironically, we would see that compatibility on display 100 years later when the Statue of Liberty was dedicated. I can't help but see the similarity between the invitation of Jesus in the gospel today and the invitation at the base of the statue. So let me put them side by side for you. You just heard Jesus say in the gospel, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest." And Emma Lazarus, the Jewish woman who wrote the poem The New Colossus, said at the base of the statue, "Give me your tired your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. What a providential intersection that we would hear this gospel on this day. Pope Leo XIV took a page from Charles Carroll's book when he wrote a congratulatory message to the United States for our 250th birthday. In a letter that no political party would want to adopt, but no political party would want to ignore, he recognized the role of the Catholic Church in making our country great. And in one breath, called on the church and the country to love unborn children, immigrants, elderly, and all the forgotten. It's interesting to note that Charles Carroll outlived all of the other signers of the Declaration of Independence. In the last year of his life, he wrote, "I have lived to my 96th year. I have enjoyed continued health. I have been blessed with great wealth, prosperity, and most of the good things which the world can bestow: public approbation, esteem, applause. But what I now look back on with the greatest satisfaction to myself is that I have practiced the duties of my religion."